This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. State Representative Craig Teason was buried today. He died on Thanksgiving during a kayaking incident in the Cook Islands while attempting to save his brother-in-law. STPB's Lee Strubinger reports Teason leaves behind a statesman's legacy.
Craig Teason wore many hats in his 68 years. He was born in Canastota, a School of Mines graduate, a Rapid City police officer and chief, state legislator, and family man. But most of all, he was there for people. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender says Teason was a rare state legislator who sought peace despite tense political climates.
There is no political party that has all the answers. And he realized that. So in his adversarial relationship with some of the legislators, he still respected them. And he spoke of them with high regard. And that is quite an example to all of us, I think.
Teason spent 32 years in the Rapid City Police Department, seven of those as police chief. He retired in 2007. During Teason's funeral, South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says despite seeing people sometimes in their worst moments, Teason found the best in them.
And I think that's why so much of his legislative service was committing to giving people second chances. He saw that once a person had paid his debts to society, the best thing we can do for them is to find a place where he can contribute in a family, in a job, or in a community.
Teason is buried at the Mountain View Cemetery in Rapid City. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
As snow continues to fall in South Dakota this afternoon, do want to pass along a no-travel advisory for you on Interstate 29 between Route 115 at Del Rapids, Exit 98, and the North Dakota state line. No travel is advised. You're with STPB.